Welcome to this podcast in the Smart Science series by Adiseo.
Hello, Dr. Brian Stone here with Dr. Dan Lucchini from Adiseo. We're visiting with Jorge Enrique Carneiro, a grad student at the Universidade Federal do Paraná in Brazil. Jorge, please tell us about the research abstract that you shared at the 2021 annual meeting of the American Dairy Science Association. What was its focus and why did you choose this topic?
Hello, everyone. First, thank you, Adiseo, for inviting me to share a little bit about our research in this podcast. And our interest about the relationship between methionine and fat metabolism started when we start to feed methionine in farms where I formulate diet, and we realized that besides increasing protein yield, we also observe increasing milk fat percentage, for example. And this brings some doubts for us, like what's going on between methionine and fat metabolism, and if there is some in mammary glands or in the fat transportation in the whole body, for example. And then this was the focus in our research, the relationship between methionine and fat metabolism in mid-lactation dairy cows.
Great, Jorge. Thank you very much for explaining why you did this. And now that you've done it, what did you find? Can you summarize the highlights of your findings?
Well, the focus in our research was investigate this relationship between methionine supply and milk fat yield. And also, we was interested in how methionine can change the fat metabolism in the mammary gland. We feed two different energy concentrate diets because recently studies have suggested that there is a relationship between amino acids response and energy supply. But in our case, we used fat like energy source, not carbohydrate. The higher supply of methionine increased protein yield. That is not any new for us, but also fat yield and concentration. We didn't find interaction between energy supply and methionine response based in fat like energy source. And when we look for the fatty acids profile, methionine increased the proportion of preformed fatty acids in milk, mono and polyunsaturated fat. This is an interesting response because can indicate that some pathways like SCD1 could be modified by a better supply of methionine.
So this is a very interesting, Jorge. And then we know that you have samples to be sent to be analyzed for these pathways. What do you expect to find of these samples being analyzed at the South Dakota State University?
Yes, we expect to find with the gene expression analysis which pathways were more used to change the fat acid profile with the higher methionine supply. Maybe in this case, some answers in SCD1 or SREBP1 expression, some biomarkers relation with fat metabolism, and we expected to have these answers in the next ADSA.
Thank you, Jorge, for that excellent summary of your work. And we wish you every success when you get the results back to further interpret the results that you have. And I assume that you will share in the future a publication on all this work. Dan, this work asks me some questions. I mean, overall from this work, what are the information that is particularly of interest to nutritionists and dairy producers?
Well, to me, these results confirm that we observe in the field, and it's really interesting to see that the increase in milk fat for very high milk producing herds, like in this case, happen not only in the US, as we observed quite a bit, but also in different parts of the world. So it is a consistency here, and it's something that we need to be looking at. But I also would like to highlight that the results show a better nitrogen utilization efficiency of these cows, which is something that we need to look into, and is as important. Having said that, I am really looking forward to see the results coming for the next ADSA meeting.
Yeah, Daniel, I couldn't agree more. This excellent work. And just to remind people that these cows had a production of around 50 kilograms of milk per day, you know, over 110 pounds in US terms. And again, can confirm more that, as George also emphasized, that more and more we're finding that not only does amino acids, methionine in particular, increase milk protein, but also increase milk fat. And I'm sure, and I'm curious also to find, as this work is completed, that we have a further understanding of why fat is going up and why fatty acid profiles change in the milk. Thank you again, George. And for those in the audience interested in having more details on these abstracts, you can consult adiseo.com.
Thank you. This concludes the Smart Science Podcast by Adiseo.